Can we doing the halachas of Dina Birchas Bara Pri Eitz, Bara Pri Adam and Shakol? So Tezayin. Ein mevarchin Bara Pri Eitz u Bara Pri Adama elik shenikar b'miktsas shehu pri. You don't make a Bara Pri Eitz and Bara Pri Adama only when you can recognize that it's a fruit. Avalim nisrasik, but if it was smashed, ad she'enay nikar klal ma'u. But you don't know what it is. Kigoyin lekfer, right? Pavadala, latfiger, meaning it's like jams and stuff like that. Shemavashin mishezufin, and they cook mishezufin is plums, kitnias, shiriskan lagamri that are totally mashed. Now, this is very negeya bizmanazeh. We'll get to that in a minute. Kedaima, mevarchin aleim shakol. Then you make shakol because you can't see what it is. But it's a big machlokes. With the evid in Beirach Aleim Bracha Ruyulan, if you with the evid, if you make the bracha that's right them, Yotza, you'd be Yotza. All right. V'im roiv derech achilas oisin peres hu al yedei risuk shemaraskin oisin legamri. But if the way you eat those peres is through being crushed, right? Mevarchen aleim af lechatchila bracha ruyulan. You make a bracha on them, even lechatchila, a bracha that's roi to them. Right? So now, what is this? What is this negeya? You have all these gluten-free foods. You have pasta made out of beans, and you have rice flour and all that stuff. So what's the bracha on all these things? Right? It's really confusing. So normally when somebody asks me this, I just cop out and say, ask whoever gives the hechsher. The problem is then they say it's homemade, and then I'm stuck. Right? I don't know what to do then. But that's mamish. Basically, the kitzur is saying that when it's normally eaten, let's say also the normal case is applesauce, potato kugel, right? If you can't tell the potato kugel is made out of potatoes, so then what is it? Right, and the pashtus is Shvi Shakol, even
You
though there are
think,
those
what do
that
you
say it's
think you're
Adama.
eating?
What?
Well, you're not so sure what you're eating, or you just
No,
can't
it has to
tell.
look when you take it. If you wouldn't know that it's potato kugel, would you guess that that thing? I'm making this up myself. If you saw this thing and I told you it's steak kugel, would you know the difference other than color?
I mean, there aren't too many. You know what a potato kugel looks like.
No, you
Yeah, but you don't
don't.
know that it's
On
potatoes.
Pesach, you wouldn't differentiate. You wouldn't know on Pesach which kugel is real and which not.
What do you say? You have to, what? What were you saying, Ivan?
No, I'm just supporting your point that Lamaisa, if you, from outside you can't tell. On Pesach,
Right.
there is many kugels that are non-mezonos. You can't tell the difference from outside.
Right, so that's the thing. Isn't going to depend on what type of blade you use? Right? Meaning, if it's really finely fine, like I think catered kugels is much harder to tell than homemade. Then I don't know. So then, and then you get in also like maybe potato. Nah, potatoes are not meant for potato kugel. At least maybe for Yidden. I think most people eat potatoes as potato kugel. So then you have the tzad. As it is, this whole thing is a machloikas. The kitzur paskins shakol, right? Okay, whatever. That's all part of the tumult. You
Saying
know what else? The
shahakal and
fruit
potato
bars.
kugel?
Who?
Shahakal and potato kugel?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you another question. What do you make of potato kugel?
It depends what it looks like.
Okay, on your mother's potato kugel.
Yeah, usually the pieces are big enough that you could see it's opposite potato. I think it's more of an issue with the cater. The cater is really
So on your
grinded up
mother's, you make
fine.
an adama. Depends what mood he's in. He
Yeah.
always has the piece of bread with the kugel, so he never gets it to the shiloh.
That's true. Or I eat
Right?
yeah.
That she used different blades.
What?
If you use different blades.
you should. I don't know. Maybe Taka, you should use a blade that. I don't know what blade. I don't know. I'm just. Usually, you could tell that there's pieces. Okay, I don't know. Now we continue in Yud Zayin. It continues with this. Oiriz v'doichen. So that's rice and millet, or oiriz is really millet, and doichen is rice. This debate exactly what those are. Whatever. It's all in the same family. Oiriz v'doichen shin is bashul that got cooked. Right. Im loy nismachu. So if they weren't smashed, mevarach aleihem b'oreir pri adamah. Vim nismachu. But if it got smashed up, like we're talking about, like the rice. What do you call it? Rice pasta and rice bread and all these things. All right? Or they were ground up and they made pas. Yesh chiluk bein oiriz l'doichen. Then there's a difference between the oiriz and doichen. Ki mitzad hadin ala oiriz mevarach b'riminim zaynus. With mitzad hadin, you make on oiriz b'riminim zaynus. V'ala doichen shahakol. And on doichen, you make shahakol. Ela sheyesh lanu safek. We have a safek. Im oiriz he im Oiriz he hairs with doichan rice, whether oiriz is millet and doichan is rice. So it's basically it's a challenge, no pun intended. L'chein yerushimaim lo yoichal bein hairs bein rish and ismachu. You should taka not eat it. Ela b'soicha suda, only eat it toicha suda, like with bread. All right. Then that's where you get into the whole tumult. Then there's also we have nowadays brown rice and regular rice. That there's no pas, then you make on both of them shahakol, which I don't think anybody does. Right? Meaning the bottom, he's saying shahakol because shahakol works for everything. Al pas osim mikitnius, bread that's made from kidneys, that's also, we said, is very negeya. Where he goes through this whole list of things, but corn and all these types of things. Even if it's the regular makom, then you eat this bread. It's shakol. Now, why not hadama? Because it doesn't look like anything having to do with corn. All right. So then, all these breads, all these fancy breads, these gluten frees. Right. It's not amoitzi, it's not even mezainis, it's shakol, which is strange. It's a strange thing to do, to eat this sandwich and make a shakol. I prim gotten some reish ches mitzvah sif cotton yudal for shura brocha sim reish zayin dine air of kamachin and the din of mixing flours. That's later on. Fine. Well, not later on, but it's in Shulchan Aruch reish ches yud ches ala tzuker mevarach shakol, which is interesting because sugar, maybe you should make ha'etz on sugar, right? Because it comes from a sugar cane, and that goes and it goes it's goes from year to year. Right?
I thought sugar comes from beets.
What?
Beet.
That's there is sugar that comes from beets, yes. But that then, but either way, it's the same psak because you it's not coming in the original form. So memela. So that's why,
You
but
could talk
that's
about the
very
same
good.
thing. Nowadays, there's coconut sugar, there's date sugar, so everybody's into those things.
Right. So all this weird stuff. Somebody who sucks reeds that are sweet is shakol. Tzimrind and licorice, shakoisin. I don't know what their form of that was back then. Shakoisin, a boiling rock tom, that if you chew it and you swallow only the taste, so then that's also. You spit out the main thing, then you make a bracha shahakol. That's of course leads us into is there a bracha on gum or not? So it sounds like there would be a bracha on gum, even though you spit out the you since you're chewing it for the juice, right? So l'chayr you make a bracha on gum. What about what do you call those things you put on your tongue? Listerine strips. There are those that say there's no bracha on gum, and there are those that say there is a bracha on Listerine strips. I personally don't hear it, but I don't think you're really swallowing it. And then, of course, it gets into can you have gum on a fast day? Can you have Listerine strips on a fast day? Fine. Siminun.
The gum is only if it's like sugary gum.
Well, they always add things to the gum, no?
No, but I'm saying it depends how much sugar it is, no? Like if it's pure flavors, if it's pure flavors, then
How you
probably
gotta be
no
flavoring
broja.
it. You gotta be flavoring it with something, no?
With sugar?
And what else? If it's sugar, it's not sugar, it's fake sugar,
I'm not sure.
something.
I thought maybe there are gums only flavors and no sugar.
I know, but they have to put other
Or very
flavors in
little
that.
sugar.
I'm saying even if it's sugar free, but they put other flavors that L'chaira should have a bracha, no?
The
Not
flavors would have a
naturally
bracha?
strawberry.
What?
It's not naturally watermelon gum. Even if it's
Right.
sugar free, it has to get the flavor from somewhere.
Yeah, L'chaira. Okay, next siman. Siman Nun Gimel, also confusing sugya. Dine raita v'mashka shel peres v'yirakos. The juice and of fruits and vegetables. Abay vav right, so Aleph. Kol ha-peres v'yirakos shishchaton. All peres and yirakos that are squeezed out v'haytzi mehen mashkin, and you take out the mashkin, v'varach ala mashkin, you make a bracha sha'akol, v'chein dvash hazav v'natmarim, and the same thing with honey that flows out from dates. Ki ein mashkin nikra pri, because mashka is not called pri, rak hayayin v'shemen zayis, only yayin and shemen zayis. Right, so it's only oil and wine that you make a separate bracha, otherwise it's sha'akol. V'ayayin shu chashuv ma'od, kavol le'brachim yuchedes bar pri hagafen, v'shemen zayis shu gam kein chashuv, im nena mimenu b'inyan shu tzarach levarach alav, if he's nena from it in the inyan that he needs to make a bracha, mevarachan alav bar pri ha'etz. Fine. I don't think it, I don't know, today anybody drinks straight olive oil? I don't know.
Stickers.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe because then maybe you shouldn't make a bracha at all, maybe. Okay. Beis, peiros, she'ein dakan lebishul ela l'ochlan chayin. Fruit that you don't normally cook, eat them raw. In bishlon, if you cook them, avarach ala roitiv sha'akol. Like this is apple, this gets into the applesauce. Right? Avo peiros, she'darkan liyabshon, but fruits that you dry it up and you cook it, v'hein shchichus l'roiv, v'nati lu adaita d'ochi, and that's what most people do with it. And that's what they're planted for in Bishlon. So then, if they're cooked, could they lechel haperis in order to eat the peiros? We gam lishtes as and he also wants the liquid that comes out of it. Mvarach haleroitiv bara priya eitz. Then you would make bara priya eitz. This is the orange juice issue, right? What bracha do you make on orange juice? So what are the numbers? I remember last year in the kids or somebody Googled or whatever, check how many, what percentage of oranges in the United States are grown for orange juice versus to have oranges. I don't remember the numbers, but it was interesting that I remember. So even if you don't eat the peiros, so it would that l'chaira would apply here. V'chein kitnius v'yirakas b'makom shedarkan levashon la'achlan v'gam lishtois haroitev mevarach al haroitev bari pri adama. V'afilu eino eichel min ha'maychel, even if you don't eat it from the maychel. V'alachilik shbein zet l'mashin esbar b'sif alav yesham mishum dahasam ein darkan b'kach lishtois haperis ha'yirakas loitzim min. There, it's not the derech to squeeze out the peiros or the vegetables to take out the water. V'ahocha darkan b'kach, and here it is the derech. The those that say it's the pre, the tam of the pre and the vegetables goes into the water, then is more than in the juice that goes out from them. Meaning basically you're getting into whether how thick the juice is that comes out of there. Right? Meaning, is it actual juice or is it water added? Right? Meaning, is the tam coming from the water that you added in order to cook it, or is it coming from itself? But if the kavanah of the bishul is only for fruits and vegetables, because this gets into the mushroom soup and the barley soup and where's the other one? Tomato soup, a vegetable soup, right? That's really like what broth you make on vegetable soup. Vim bishlan, I wish we'd come out with something solid, but we're not. Vim bishlan and basar b'yachad, and if you cook the vegetable soup with meat, afilu im kavanas official gam b'shvil ha'roitev, even if you're cooking it for the roitev, lo'ilam mevarach al ha'roitev sha'akol ki ha'basar hu ha'ikar, because meat is always the ikar, right? So basically, it's all going to depend on what is the kavana, what's the normal thing to be done with this soup. Right? So depending on what's normal and why you where your ichor taste is coming from, is it coming from the vegetables or is it coming from the soup? With all these type of things, I mean the best way, of course, is to cop out from the whole shaila and take a drink if you're making if you're having a vegetable soup. So take a vegetable and make hadoma and make a take a drink and make a shahar kol and then you're covered. Right? I know that's a wimpy way of saying pshat, but that is the easiest way of dealing with this whole sugya. Yeah. Okay. That's it, right? Well, that's what we're up to. We go to.
Yeah, through base.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Fine. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Surah Tavis.
No, there was no shower shirt tonight.
No, because I was in the middle. That's why I started the daf
Wow.
so late.